Babu Chiri Sherpa has died on Mount Everest. The accident happened Sunday on the South Ridge at 21,000 feet. Babu Chiri, it is said, left his tent to take pictures and fell into a crevasse. Babu Chiri was 35, a veteran porter and guide and climber on many expeditions. He held the record for the fastest climb of Everest, about 17 hours. He always climbed without bottled oxygen, and in 1999, Babu Chiri spent 21 hours on the Everest summit alone without supplemental oxygen. The American climber Heidi Halkins was on that trip waiting below.
It was actually in really extreme weather conditions. It was blowing at about 40 miles an hour when he went up there, and the two Sherpas who accompanied him up there had trouble getting back down to the South Col. There were points during that night when we were listening to the radio, listening to nothing on the radio. It was absolute silence, and we were all quite honestly convinced that he had not survived.
How much farther down were you down the mountain?
I was at Camp 2 at the time.
He was up there for more than 21 hours. Had you made the summit on this trip?
No, I did not. My goal on that trip was to climb without supplemental oxygen. I think the amazing thing about Babu was that he was not only a gifted athlete, as many of the Sherpas are, but he was a Sherpa who climbed because he loved it. It wasn't simply a job for him. It was something that was a sport, and he approached it the same way Westerners do, with dreams and goals.
Can you conceive, actually, of what he did to be up that high for that long, 21 hours, without bottled oxygen?
No, it's really amazing. You know, I think one of the most amazing things about that night was that at that point at which the radio was silent, where we lost contact with him, what he was actually doing, he had gotten kind of bored with listening to us, and he was flipping his radio over to different channels and trying to roust people in base camps at Cho-Oyu and other peaks, and making what he called crank calls on the radio.
Why is it that he was physiologically able to do that when certainly Westerners could not do that?
Well, there was a Yale-NASA telemedicine team at base camp in 1999, and they were actually taking all sorts of objective measurements on many of the climbers there. And according to their preliminary results, Babu Chiri had many physiological features that we Westerners did not. He did have an amazing carotid artery, which gave him a great supply of oxygen to the brain.
You mean larger?
Yes, much larger than Westerners, and actually his hematocrit was also measuring higher than many of the Westerners. Hematocrit is a measure of the number of red blood cells in the body, and at sea level, typically for a male, I think it's around 40 to 45. His was at 65+, which was as high as the highest Westerner's hematocrit in base camp.
Would you describe Babu Chiri for us, please?
You know, when I say he's an athlete, he was an athlete who was empowered with an intensity of desire and purpose. He was actually fairly short and somewhat chubby, which, again, corresponds to some of the most gifted high-altitude mountaineers in history have had that physique. As far as personality goes, he was just radiant. I mean, he was always laughing. He would always go down valley before he made that final summit attempt and sort of enjoy himself in every single village up and down the Khumbu. And as I think you know, he had six daughters at home. So very, very busy, active home life.
Ms. Halkins, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Heidi Halkins speaking with us about Babu Chiri Sherpa, who died on Everest this past Sunday. Halkins is the author of K2, One Woman's Quest for the Summit.